Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 609. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Did you forget what episode it was?
I was looking at something, I saw three, and I was like, wait a minute, six. I was about to say 309.
Struggle's real. I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to know what episode it is, you know?
Yeah, I had this little sheet up here, and then something on here has a three, and I was like, I was reading something else.
Do you cheat sheet the episode?
Yeah.
Like you write it down?
No. It's on my...
We're going on a field trip, everybody. Oh, there's some Inception moment happening right now where my face is filled up.
So this is my little cheat sheet.
Oh, yeah. You've got like a intro, outro?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done it enough that you just know it?
I feel like I do, but then sometimes I feel like I need a reminder.
No, you got to trust yourself.
Nah.
Except the number. It's hard to freaking know what number it is.
Mm-hmm. You only say it, I want to say it twice. So then after double check it, like, I don't know, there was an episode where I think it was like 604 and it was really 605. It was 605, but I said 604.
And nobody called you out though.
Nobody called out.
So that's okay. You can be wrong as long as nobody knows.
Cause normally my cheat sheet, I just change it right before. For some reason, I guess I didn't change it that week.
I used to have, whenever I did the intro, I used to have the hardest time remembering what episode it was.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell myself, well, because for the longest time I sent out show notes before we started. So right. It was on the top. But once I quit that, I was like, you know, I'll just remember it's 603.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it would be getting ready to get started. I'm like 603, 603. And then I'd go through the, you know, what's up, you know, and as soon as I got to the end, I'd be like, welcome to episode. And it could be anything at that point. It's not like I know it's 603. Like it's around there. I have no idea what it'd be.
Yeah.
Like I would lose total memory of even like, I mean, it could be 300. It could be 400. Like I have no mm-hmm. idea. It all goes.
Do you miss the show notes? Or do you like being surprised yes, at what the news?
For like an organizational standpoint and a like, I thought it was cool that had we done show notes all the way through, we would have like a.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I miss them. You know, I think when we first started, we tried to be something different than what we are now.
Yeah.
It was more of like an organized news show. You know, it had a flow, it had a rhythm. It's much more conversational now, which is easier to record,
mm-hmm.
Easier to be a part of. It requires less from us. But I don't know. I mean, I think there's pros and cons to doing it both ways.
I was like, do you like the pre-knowing what the news is, or do you like the aspect of not knowing what I'm going to bring up?
It doesn't matter. I would probably be more read up on some things if I knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But most things I've either seen or have an opinion on without even really knowing what's going on.
Yeah, you're rarely knowing what's going on. There's a few that might get you. But I want to try to do the news that I think that appeals to us. That's why some things I don't mention at all. Like, I don't play anything when it comes to Call of Duty or Madden or Fortnite a lot because we don't play those games.
Do you ever pull a story that's, like, just for you?
Just for me?
Yeah, like when you pull it, you're like, I don't care if he doesn't care.
No.
Because I used to pull stuff sometimes before where I would be like, this, even if no one else cares, I care.
No, not really. I may have pulled one or two because it's a game that I really like. Like, yeah. I don't pull the GTA news or because I can or follow 76. You know, there's a lot of times there's always stuff going on every week. I can pull stuff, but since I'm the only one who plays, I really just don't think it'd be good.
Yeah. I get that. I wouldn't pull like, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. There's things where I'm like, we may or may not talk about it, but I want to make sure it gets brought up, and that stuff I would pull.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I got those seasonal allergies, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, everything has, like, their weekly updates and the season passes. And
right. But those are, at this point, for some of those games, those are so, like, GTA has done so many Halloween events.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like you don't want to report on them every year anyways.
Right. Actually, one of our news articles is GTA's Halloween event.
Well, damn.
You called it out.
I didn't know that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get too far in the show, we should say our thoughts are with everybody from the Eastern Tennessee and North Carolina.
Yes.
Not that anybody cares what we think, but that's a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. It's that's some bad flooding.
Yeah.
I don't even know on something like that. I don't even know where you begin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where you start putting the pieces back together for something like that.
It's going to cost a lot of money, and then you have a lot of people.
Just a lot of time, too. I mean, you're talking years and years and years. I would assume that most things, as far as stores go and homes, nothing is going to be salvageable.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking complete rebuilds for almost everything. Those stores are not going to reopen. You know, Walmart's not going to reopen. They're going to tear down and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you have everybody trying to build at the same time, you know, it's hard to get things in and out. Obviously, access is still an issue now. Still,
yep.
Recovery of items and unfortunately of people. And it's going to be a long time.
I mean, well, we had a flood here where we're at, and I mean,
nothing to that level.
No.
And it took years and years to get things back to, I guess, what you would call normal.
Auburn Mills Mall, which almost 2 years it was out before it reopened.
Yeah.
A year for almost four to even where you go in there and clean it up.
It's weird too. You think about like, it's been reopened the way it is now so long. You don't even think about the flood.
Mm-hmm.
And that it happened. So you can go back to normal, but the loss of life is going to be drastically different in this versus that. You know, the thing I always remember about the flood of Opry Mills or the stingray exhibit.
Yeah.
Of them always talking about how the stingrays were like loose.
Yeah. And everywhere.
Yeah. But then it turns out like when it came out, it just like, they died because the river water's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's always the thing I think about with that.
Oh, where we're working at the shoe store, a couple of our people went down there to work, and they said that they were in the shoe store, and they found snakes in like shoe boxes.
Yeah,
where they got
that's
into.
Wild.
I don't know. Have you been down there recently since the flood? Like,
yeah, I don't go down there very often. I'd have to drive by for work sometimes.
So if you go inside, they actually have the flood water lines.
Oh, I'm aware that that's there. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's there. It's kind of not noticeable unless you really look for it. Which we know we have the Wendy's down on our Riverside area. They actually have the flood. Like you walk in there, they'll show you where the water.
I've seen that, like the water level, how high it came up.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, that's crazy. It came up this high.
The Clarksville floods were not great, but they affected mostly businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to sound terrible. Most of that was rebuilds too, but it was all real trashy before.
Yeah.
So, again, sounds terrible. It kind of improved the area.
Because even like on Dunbar Cave, I mean, I think it messed up like two houses or three houses, like really like destroyed them. But that's about it. Not compared to what's going on right now.
Yeah. So thoughts are with everybody over there.
Yes.
If you're in a financial situation and you would like to, there are tons of places to donate. Just do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure they're a legit place and not a place that's capitalizing off of the misfortune.
Right. Because unfortunately that happens.
It does. And you can't put anything past people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just can't, unfortunately, give anyone the benefit of the doubt anymore.
Yeah.
So either donate to a place that you know or do your homework. Most places... it's just a few clicks to see where the money's actually going to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have about that. Now we can talk about happier things.
Right. Friend of the show, Patman, is going to the electric world. He's maybe getting an electric lawnmower.
I think he got into electric lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Did he get it?
I don't know. I was about to ask you, did he say, you know, if he said he got one or not?
I'm trying to.
Is that... The text message.
No, I don't know. It is a little. He left a little bit for imagination. He says, "All right, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guess I'm going with ego." So he leads you to believe that he's going with it, but he doesn't actually like send a picture of it or say he got it.
Right.
Now, knowing from the show Batman like I do, I know he's cheap. He's sort of like you, but not as bad as you. So he did make a comment after that about the associate told him they never go on sale and ask us if that was true. So I wonder if he did wait and is going to try to get one. With Ego, it does rarely matter. Now, sometimes they'll do like $50 off or you get a free battery if you buy it, something like that. But it's rare they ever discount the price.
Mm-hmm.
They're expensive all the time. Now, just for a little context, he asked us what brand we preferred.
Yes.
You defaulted and just said, this is what I use.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, friend of the show, Marshall 205 and myself both use Ego. So that was kind of, everyone just defaulted to what they use. Now, what I will say is he couldn't look at what you were at because he was at Lowe's, and that's a Home Depot thing.
Okay.
Use the Ryobi or Ryobi.
But I also did say you would probably be the best person to answer that too.
I truly believe it's a preference thing. It's like, what battery do you want to get into?
Right.
That's all I really think matters, because all of them are so good now. Mm-hmm. Like, I truly believe it doesn't really matter what electric mower you go with. Like, they're all good. Don't get something with a cord, but like, if you're getting something with batteries that change out, I believe they're all good enough.
Right.
So it's just like, what brand battery do you want to get into?
I wish that all the batteries are universal. Like, you can swap them out. You can have an Ego this and use a whatever.
Oh, you mean like not even like brand specific, right? Like just one battery to fit them all.
Right.
That would be crazy. That's a future we'll never see, just so you know.
Because mm-hmm. they purposely want you to buy that battery with that stuff.
Yeah. Well, so that's it exactly, right? I have an Ego battery, so now I'll buy an Ego weed eater.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll buy an Ego blower because I have a weed eater, a mower, and a battery. Right. You know, that's exactly what happens. They get you into the brand. You buy a PS5, you're not going to go buy an Xbox game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy an Ego battery, you're not going to go buy a Greenworks tool. And so it is that market share. Once they got to get the battery to you. That's why most of your tools come with a battery at a much cheaper price than you can buy the battery. It's because they need you to have the battery in the charger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many batteries do you have?
Let's see. I have two of the bigger ones for the, I have the big like 40, and then I have a smaller 20 for the lawnmower. And then I have I have four or five of the smaller clip in for like the drills and stuff.
But your mower and weed eaters both take the 40.
Mower right. meter. Yeah, yes.
Can you get through your full yard with one battery?
Yes.
So you have like a battery for the mower, a battery for the weed eater, and you can get through everything.
Right. So I use the bigger battery for the lawnmower and the smaller battery because it weighs less for the weed eater.
And then when you finish, you charge one, it's full charge. You charge the other, you're ready to go for next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always put them on the charger.
You have, is it a dual? I've never seen their charger. Is it like a dual charger or is it one?
It's a one. It's clips on.
So I have the benefit because I use the Ego Zero Turn. It actually charges six batteries at once, like a electric vehicle.
Mm.
And so when I finish mowing, I pull in, I actually plug it up and it charges all six of those batteries at the same time.
Oh, damn.
And then I'll take my other batteries and I'll take those mower batteries out and I put them in there and charge those six at the same time too. So I just charge all mine at once. So I'm familiar with the tool batteries, the one batteries, but so the big batteries. Oh, okay. It slides on top of that.
Yeah. It slides on top.
That's what your mower battery looks like too.
Yeah. So I have a 40, then I have a 20.
They have a different battery too, like a long, like flat one.
They have batteries like this.
Yeah. So I've seen those. I actually have a couple of those, but that one you showed me first for your mower, that's their only other battery.
That's the only two batteries I've seen.
I thought they looked different for some reason. I thought they were like flat and long, almost like a cobalt battery, but bigger.
Oh no, these are flat, but they're thick.
Yeah, I think that's it. I didn't think they were as thick as what you're showing me. Also, I know you guys can't see it, so I know how annoying that is. It's the 40-volt Ryobi or Ryobi. Mm-hmm. I still don't know how you're supposed to say it. Everybody says it different. People get the most upset when you say it wrong. Oh, yeah, they're way thicker than I thought they were.
Yeah.
They're like a brick.
Yeah, so that's about, like, you see the hand size.
Yeah. The Ego battery has a dumb form factor also.
Mm-hmm. So I use those except for the lawnmower and then the weed eater, and then I have that one for all the tools.
Does your mower look like that one that was in that picture?
No.
That color scheme is very similar to Ego. Ego is bright green and gray and black, but it's different than Ryobi is almost like a chartreuse color,
Yeah.
like that yellowish green. Ego is like a green
So
green.
mine looks like this.
Oh, your whole mower is that yellow color.
Yeah, it's the whole yellow, the cabinet for the actual one you're using and your spare one right there.
So that second one is not used.
Yeah, this one down on the bottom is not used. It's
So
just
if
a
that mower
storage.
dies, you swap them. Okay.
It's got the little light on the front.
So mine only holds one battery. It doesn't have a spare compartment either.
Now, I don't use the mulcher or the bag because it just cuts all the grass up anyway.
You got like a mulching blade in there. There's no chute on the side.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, that's how.
You can put one on it. It has like the spot for it, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
And you can fold it.
Mine just, I mulch mine also. Yep. Same way. Bar slides down on mine and then it folds in half.
Oh shit, I didn't see that. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You can sit up like that. I need to look and see if mine can do that.
I bet yours can. That's how you store them and they take
Because
up
I mean,
way
because
less
that's
room.
exactly how mine
Yeah.
looks.
I guarantee you yours does that. You've just never flipped it up.
No, I just store it underneath a table I have in the little garage.
Yeah, so welcome to the family, Pat, man, whatever you decide to buy. I don't have a preference. I wouldn't tell you one is better than the other. I'll just tell you what I like, but I think it really does come down to what the hell is that?
I
Oh,
also
an
have
edger.
this.
The edger?
Yeah.
That thing's wild.
Which in the video, they're showing people using that to cut the grass with.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's a mower, a string trimmer, and edger. It's like a knee scooter that has just a pole mounted in the middle.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever you get into, I would say just look at the other tools they make and make sure that they cover everything that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Now one thing I will say is I don't like products that don't let you remove the battery. So if you go with something, I don't even know. I think like Cub Cadet, right? I don't think those batteries come out. They're internal. I don't like something that doesn't let you pull the batteries out of it. I could be wrong, but I believe the Cub Cadet's electric stuff doesn't.
Look at that.
I don't know how to tell you which ones are electric either. I think they have blue trim on the seat, but they look identical.
Yeah, here, this one's got blue.
Okay, yeah, if they have blue, they're electric. So you could click on that one.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. What
Well,
else
what
they
are those
got?
batteries up top?
Cub Cadet, there's a battery right here, rechargeable.
Yeah,
I
but see,
think,
that's like it's like a golf car battery.
yes, I think you have to plug it in
It's like a
re
battery.
yeah.
There's some, see, so that battery's not going to work for other things. So I would stay away from things like that, and I would find a system to where, so for instance, when I'm using my mower, when I'm done, I pop the hatch open, I grab that battery out and put it in my weed eater. And then I
So
weed eat. And then when I'm done with that, I pop that out and I put it in my.
it looks like you can get the battery for the
It looks like all
handhelds.
all their hand stuff takes one type of battery and their mowers take like a golf cart battery.
Yeah.
I bet that push mower takes the same batteries as the hand items. I bet it's just those ride mowers that don't.
Probably.
Anyways, I like a product, you know, and with Ego, and it's the same with Ryobi. They have, I guess, what I would call like a lifestyle product lineup also. And so it's not just hedge trimmers and weed eaters and things. Like I have a misting fan for mine.
Yeah.
I have the generator for mine. You know, I have the work light. Having some of those things, I also think is a help too. Ryobi makes everything on earth. Like I swear they probably have a PS5 controller you can snap a battery in.
I watched a YouTube video of like crazy five crazy Ryobi tools you never thought of or never seen
Dude,
before.
they probably have the biggest lineup of anyone, and they make the most absurd things. It is wild how much they make. Ego does a decent job, but they don't have nearly as much. They're
Yeah.
just coming out with that pump spray right there that guy's using. Right there in the middle of the page. Just a new item. Oh, that's a weed eater with a commercial battery on it. They have a pump sprayer coming out that you pop a battery in, you don't have to pump it.
Oh, that's good.
You walk around just spraying people with it. Yeah, so whatever you decide. Just make sure it has what you want and then commit. Don't buy 45 different things with 20 different kinds of batteries.
Mm-hmm.
I want that pressure washer. Everybody bitches about the battery life. I'm like, what are you pressure washing though? If you're a commercial guy, you probably shouldn't be using that.
Right. You need it.
Doing a sidewalk or something, got a couple batteries, should be fine. That's the charger for my mower.
Okay.
So it's like wall mount. It plugs into just regular 110, and then you plug it into the mower itself. So you can get that deal right there. That's a rechargeable battery that's built into a backpack. Mm-hmm. And then it just plugs into all your instruments. So like if you put that on there, you plug your weed eater into it. And then the same thing, you plug your chainsaw into it, your trimmer into it, your hedge trimmer into it. And it keeps you from having to put batteries in it and all the weights on your back.
Now, is there a difference between these green ones compared to the normal gray? Because these are
the green ones are the normal.
Okay.
They're not. So like the black one you see on Amazon right there, the go over. Otherwise, keep going. Yep, right there. That's just an older battery.
Oh, okay.
So this or that might be a fake one, but
this one's an older one.
That's an older one. Yeah. They're so the shell of the body now is all bright green. The shell of the body used to be black with green accents. Now it's just all bright green. That's an old charger too. I think you could still get that charger, but that's what the new batteries look like. They also have the fuel gauge, which instead of being one ring that flash different colors, it now has the quadrant. So you can see how much of that battery's left.
Oh, that's cool.
Without it being in something, you just push that and it lights up to where it is. And then those black ones you're looking at, those are just fake batteries, just generics. Yep. Pretty fun though. So we'll have to get an update from him, see if he actually bought one or if he's still browsing around.
Right.
It's almost the season's almost gone.
Yep. I just had to cut. I actually just had to cut my grass.
I mowed yesterday as well.
I did on Thursday.
I rode the mini bike yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Went mini biking, just around the yard, just giving it hell, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you do like a certain amount of laps, or like, okay, I'm gonna do three laps?
No, I don't. Not like running fake races. I just like to cruise around. Now, I will tell you, I had a rough moment yesterday. I rode it for a while, and I got off, and I kickstanded up and was doing something in the yard. Heard a noise, looked over, it's just laying on the side.
Oh no!
It just fell over.
Hmm.
It's on solid ground, good foot. Don't know what happened. Don't even understand how it fell.
Did it fall on the kickstand side or the opposite side?
Kickstand side.
That's weird.
Uh-huh. I don't know if the ground just like gave way. It felt like it was on a pretty solid patch of grass, and we've been a couple days dry, so everything's hardened up pretty good.
Yeah. Stray cat run by, grab it. One of the moles hit the bottom of it.
It did absolutely nothing to it, but you know that moment till you get to it?
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit, did I just tear my bike up, not even riding it?
Mm-hmm.
Had a little dirt on the brake handle. Everything's still aligned, right? Everything's still tight. Rode it after. Everything's completely fine. But just dumb thing to have happen.
Yeah.
To park it on the patio.
One of my coworkers said he left his lawnmower outside for a whole week where he put it at, where he stores it. He doesn't see it on a daily basis. So he said he went there, cut his grass, put the lawnmower in the back, sprayed it off, left it out there to dry, went back inside, and a week later he goes to cut the grass again, and the lawnmower is still sitting there. He said, oh shit, I left it outside the whole time. Luckily, no one grabbed his lawnmower, because he said someone could have grabbed it and took off with it.
What kind of mower is it?
It's a gas-powered one, but it's one of them expensive. It was like $5,000.
So it's a rider?
Yeah, it's a rider. Because he's got a huge yard. And then where it's at, he's like, man, if someone could have started a lawnmower, you won't hear it if they started up and took off with it.
I know people steal mowers, but I will say that's one thing, for whatever reason, if it's outside, I usually don't worry too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with mine, I'm like, you probably have no idea how to even drive it.
Right.
The move with an electric mower, if you find one, is not to steal the mower, it's to steal the batteries.
Right.
That's truly where the money is. Because the batteries are so damn expensive.
Yes. Oh, your batteries, the Ego ones, are like $200 a pop. $299.
The big ones, just check a 12 milliamp Ego battery. That's what's in my zero turn. This is how you make your money, crooks. You thieves. Share that screen. Let's see what's going on here.
Okay. Hold
on. Bamboo's looking a little low on water behind you, too.
Oh, I just filled it up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What's that line? Oh, yeah, it looks. I think it was a reflection.
Yeah, it's good. I just fill it up. I fill it up every morning. Well, every Sunday morning.
$600.
Ooh, yep.
So $600 for one battery. My mower uses six batteries. It has five of those in there.
You mean you could put six of them in there
You
total?
could put six total in there.
I mean, do you need to actually just start it up and to run it?
You can run it off one.
Just one.
So I have five of those. So at $600, I have $3,000 in batteries.
Oh
Plus, I have a
my.
10 milliamp in there, which is probably $100 cheaper. It's probably $499. So if you're a thief, don't worry about the mower. Take the $3,500 worth of batteries.
There's a six pack at Walmart.
$2,700. They're giving you a
Yeah.
deal.
Yep.
I need one more. I'm not going to pay $600 for it, though. Have all 12s in there. I think now they came out with an 18 too, so that's not even the best battery anymore. It's wild though. Maybe they don't have an 18. It may still be 12. I thought they had a bigger one.
No, yeah, 12 right now.
They have a commercial line now too that has different batteries.
Crazy.
I didn't play much. I know we just talked too long about mowers, so I'll breeze through what I played. It's just more of the same. Party Animals. We played Devil Inside Me. No, we didn't play that again. Not since last week. So we just played that once, or twice total now. So we played Party Animals. I did a little more on Sackboy's Big Adventure. Still working on that trophy. I've just been playing the individual segments, trying to get good enough to do the full run. And then we switched back to multiplayer madness. We turned that back on, and we played. You. It's your month, and you revisited Sea of Thieves.
Yep, the first revisit.
Yeah,
And no one expected
and
it.
no one expected Sea of Thieves because I did. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think you had fun the first time we played it, so I would have probably never picked that for you to revisit.
No, I did. I just but I like doing the actual missions. Like I'm a mission person.
I was a little disappointed in how it went in that we got started late, and then friend of the show Marshall 205 was extremely sleepy. He was a tired little boy, and he was also in charge of navigation when we started. And so we went the wrong way a couple different times, and we got the boat stuck a couple different times. And so we probably lost 30 to 35 minutes trying to get the boat turned around. We would have been better off to probably just scuttle it and start over. So between starting late and burning time on being stuck, I feel like we probably could have got that particular storyline finished.
Yeah, there's about an hour just wasted.
Yeah, because I think there's one more segment in the one we're doing, which is the Jack Sparrow stuff. It was, you have to kill 100 of these little like spirits, and we've killed 60, and it's been two segments of 30 apiece. So I figure the last one is probably the 30 more, puts you at 90, and there's probably like a big boss that finishes it off. So my guess is we're like one segment away that we probably could have done if we had the hour back. So I was a little disappointed we didn't get that finished. But that game's fun when you have missions to do. I told him I'm not really interested in just being in the water floating around with everybody doing something different.
Right, I want to go do something.
Yeah, I want to do something. I will say that this one started out extremely slow because it had a lot of slow sailing in it.
We thought we did this mission because it seemed like the same thing as
Yeah,
before.
it had a lot of slow sailing in it. So it didn't really get going until the back half of our playtime. But we should get that one knocked out and then start the next one, I would say, next time. Yeah, I still think there's like two or three more parts to the Jack Sparrow storyline after that. So hopefully at the end of this, we'll have all the Jack Sparrow stuff. I would also like to do the Escape from Monkey Island stuff, but I don't know. We're not going to have time to get to all that, I don't think.
No, we'll just have to, when this is done, just throw a night in, like on Monday nights or something, Tuesday nights, just start playing it. Because I mean, I have fun when we're actually doing the missions and.
Yeah, when everybody's doing something, but when everybody's just like on their phones riding the boat, to me, it's not as fun. I
Is
like for
it?
everybody to stay engaged.
Yep, same.
What did you play?
So I played Ghost of Tsushima, still working on that. I went to this new island, Iki Island, and just a whole, I think it's supposed to be like a second, like you're supposed to play the Iki Island after you've completed the game. Cause as I'm going through it, it seems like it's like an afterthought, but I jumped in right before I'm like halfway through the game and I just went there first. And now I can't go back to finish.
Well, that sucks.
Which is okay. Cause it just makes my character a little bit more powerful and I unlock some stuff when I do go back to the other game.
Are you going to jump right into the second one when it comes out?
Probably not.
Just take some time off, get it when you get it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's a totally different story. It's not like a back-to-back.
Yeah, you're not playing as Jin, right?
Yeah, you're going to play someone else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a whole nother area.
Are you... You've talked before, like you're like, like it's fun, but I've had enough of this. Now I'm just trying to finish. Are you still in that mindset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just trying to finish it, but there's so much going on. There's so much things in there.
What else did you play?
That's pretty much it.
Oh, and the multiplayer stuff.
Yeah. I just did my daily. I jump into GTA, spend like 30 minutes in there. It's an hour. Just doing a daily shit, then log into Fallout, get the free daily thing, and log right back out.
Yeah.
Which you don't even go to the main game. You just go to the main menu, get your free item, and log off. Because I'm really just trying to get the Ghost of Tsushima going so I can start playing some of these other games that are out there.
Yeah. I started, I didn't mention this, I started the Katamari. We love Katamari Reveille, whatever the new thing is called.
Oh, yeah.
It came out on Game Pass, so I jumped in it when I was over there the other day. I will tell you, I love Katamari. I love the art style, the world, the music, everything. But I got in and I was like, I thought I wanted to do it. I did two levels and I was like, I don't know that I want to do it. So I jumped right back out of it. And maybe it's just a time and place. I may just not want to play it right now.
Right.
But I did jump in there. Forgot to mention that.
Oh, and I did work on the PlayStation Stars for the month.
Oh, to knock that stuff out. Yeah, to even look at that until you bring it up.
So I got like 150 points. I'm just trying to get to the 5,000. I think I'm at 470. I'm looking real quick. 4,700. Yeah, I'm at 4,744. And once I get to 5,000, I pretty much be done. Because they're, you know, after every year, they're going to get rid of it. Like it'll
reset it, yeah.
Yeah. So at least want to get this going, and then that's it. I'm not going to really worry about the coins. I'll just look at the rewards part.
Cool, yeah, make sure that you get cashed out at each segment.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I said. That's all I did this week.
Yeah, same for me. I didn't do a lot.
All right, so we got some news. Let's go over that.
You got that baby blue Dragon Ball shirt on.
Yep. I need to share it. Okay. So there's really not much PlayStation news this week. I only have, I think, two articles on. One cool thing.
You're still not sharing. There it goes.
There it goes. So surgeons are using the surgeons in, I think it was Switzerland. Yeah, Swiss, are using the PlayStation 5 DualSense controller for medical procedures.
I like the one that they mocked up for this story.
Yeah, it has a little line going through it.
It's like the Astrobot one, but they took the eyes off and they have the heartbeat on the touchpad.
Mm-hmm.
Like this first responder edition looks pretty cool.
Yeah, so they
make that controller.
They're doing remote surgeries and you're using the controller.
Not even using the Edge either, folks. They're just using the regular one.
Yeah, which is crazy. I thought it was pretty cool.
It's from Push Square. Now, how does it make you feel that they're using this for surgery, but the guy that was going to the Titanic and Ocean Gate was using a $20 Logitech.
Right.
Does it seem unacceptable even more so now?
Yes.
That he couldn't spend the 70 on a good controller.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Right. Next one, the 30th anniversary games, the PlayStation 30th anniversary pre-orders. Of course, everyone here is upselling them. They're like $1,700, $2,000 for this and that.
Yeah.
Well, Japan has done a different way to when you pre-order. You have to have a PSN account and played for for the last 10 years, at least 30 hours every year for the last 10 years. So you, in order to pre-order anything on that, you just can't just log in and then buy it and then go away. You have to be an active at least 30 hours a year to be able to pre-order this. Which I thought was pretty interesting.
I hate scalping. It's just a reality of not just video games, but anything that comes out that is limited or has availability issues. Anytime mm-hmm. there's a drought, it is just and maybe it's not everywhere, but it is here. It is just a reality of it.
Yeah, and I have another thing about scalping later on. Now Xbox news. Xbox added more perks for the Game Pass Ultimate members, which I thought was interesting. They have one for Apex Legends, EA Sports, Hawked, Meatball, Multiverses, Phantasy Star Online, Stumble Guys, Throne of Liberty, X Defiant. But the one I thought was pretty cool, two free movies, Halloween bundle. You're getting Devil's Rejects and Saw, which I thought that was cool to add two movies in it.
The OG Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish any of those perks were for a game that I played. Also, every time I forget that it exists until you say Stumble Guys.
Yeah.
I forget that that's even a game until you say. And for whatever reason, they have marketed way better than Fall Guys. I see Stumble Guys at like Walmart.
Mm-hmm. It's a 3D, claim your 3D guy skin. So it's a 3D character.
It's just Fall Guys. It's like a Fall Guys knockoff.
I was just trying to see if they show what he looks like. There he is.
I wish they had called it Stumble Buddies.
Mm-hmm. Sounds better. All right, next one. There's a new Xbox controller that's supposed to be eliminating stick drift. The Thrustmasters has a heart, is what they call it, controller.
We think about that paint scheme where it's split down the middle and half's black, half's white.
Actually, I kind of like that. It's different.
It is different because they didn't split it straight down the middle. They like did a weird angle up top.
Yep.
So they just have a different like analog construction that they call the heart.
Yeah.
That's allegedly supposed to.
It's crazy. It's still stick drift. It's still going on. I mean, how many years and different controllers?
Well, I think for the most part, they are still made the same way.
Yep. Xbox co-founder joins Amazon. So. Jay Allard will be joining Amazon. He'll be the company's vice president of devices and services.
Yeah, it's interesting. Devices and services. I don't necessarily know if he's going to be focused on the Luna side of things or if he is focusing more on the streaming boxes as a whole. It'll be interesting to see.
The software side.
Yeah.
Another one. Microsoft's going to stop selling the HoloLens. And public's security updates will end in 2027. So they're scrapping their VR.
I forgot the HoloLens is even a thing because they went so hard in the paint on it and then never talk about it again.
Yeah.
And it was also very expensive. Wasn't it like $3,000 or something?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You could maybe pick them up on the cheap. Would you buy them? And also they're an AR device.
Mm-hmm.
So they are different than what's on the market, but they were just overpriced. But would you get one now if they dropped in price?
No.
The Minecraft on there looks awesome.
No, I don't think I would get one. All right, next one. Tencent. Yeah, let's see. Tencent and Guillemot is considered buying Ubisoft because Ubisoft's going to has a bunch of stuff being pushed back. Assassin's Creed got delayed. X Defiant and Star Wars didn't do as well as they were hoping.
So this is according to a source. Unnamed source with familiar with the matter. Ubisoft has lost half of its market value in 2024, resulting in various options being considered for the future of the company. Now, I believe Tencent already tried who was it? Someone already tried a hostile takeover of Ubi.
Yeah.
A couple years ago that was unsuccessful. Tencent already owns 9.2% stake in the company. If you're the Guillemot family and you see your company evaporating, then you probably need to grab the exit ramp when you can.
Yeah.
If you can't fix this, if you can't stop the bleeding, you should get what you can get out of it so that you never have to worry about anything again. Now, they probably already have that money, mm-hmm. but there's no need to go through it. Can you imagine the stress of losing a quarter of your market share? Can you imagine that stress every day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, get to sell your IPs, be done with it. I don't, Tencent's not the company that I want to own this, to be clear. I'm not a big Tencent fan,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, it is what it is. I'm not, Ubisoft doesn't make anything that I am protective over.
Yeah.
I mean, I do Assassin's Creed in forever.
Yeah. I'm behind. I love the Assassin's Creed, but I'm so far behind. I think I'm still on Origins or Origins. Like that's where I left off at.
Yeah, it's and honestly, it might be interesting to see what happens with someone else pulling the reins of Assassin's Creed.
All right, next one, Nintendo news. 9 games are coming to the Nintendo Switch. SpongeBob SquarePants, the Patrick Star game, Europa, Neva, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants Unleashed, Romance Saga 2, Revenge of the Seven, Yakuza, Kiwami, Shin-Chan, and then Sonic X Shadow Generations.
Yeah, the only two things I would even consider there are Mario Party and the Turtles game.
All right, I do have something on the Turtles too later. So the Nintendo Museum has really pushed out this merch. And have you seen pictures of the museum yet? Let me zoom in so you can see some of this.
I'm assuming this is in Japan.
It's in Japan. They're only making one, so this is the only one they're going to have. So this
is like NES Gray.
Yeah.
The building itself is.
Building. There's inline security checkpoints.
I will tell you, it looks like a prison inside a little bit in that checkpoint.
And there's the Mario on a flagpole. The flagpole
outside has Mario on it.
Planners that look like the pipes.
It's very like cold looking.
Yeah, the gray with the black and gray. You figured they would have colored this up.
The characters on the pavers because it's like pixel art. Yeah, it feels very unwelcoming.
But then inside.
Now this is the stuff that I would love to walk through.
Mm-hmm. See all the old Nintendo toys. Look at that controller. It looks.
It's the prototype GameCube controller, mm-hmm. I assume.
Yep. And some.
It just shows a bunch of their OG stuff. That TV is wild.
Yeah.
It's got cords and shit coming out of it.
There's a big controller you play.
Oh, yeah. The Famicom where you're playing Donkey Kong.
The guys use it has a big.
Is that a big Wii remote?
Yep.
What on earth?
Augmented reality, she's using her hands to play.
Yeah, it's Game & Watch.
Virtual Boy.
I love the Virtual Boy.
Big plushies.
Those are fun, too.
There's a burger.
Is that potatoes? Is that a bowl of potatoes?
That's what it looks like.
Oh, that Zelda stained glass is cool as hell.
Then there's a drink machine looking like Kirby.
Yeah.
And then there's add some more pictures.
That's cool. I wouldn't go to Japan to visit there, but I guess if I found myself in Japan, I might stop by.
And there's a restaurant.
I will say the inside's okay minus security check, but the outside of that building and the security check area are very uninviting. And that could just be that I'm not informed enough on Japanese architecture, but it's very uninviting.
See, this, I like stuff like this where you show a bunch of they're showing all the Nintendo 64s colors, and
everything. Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. There's a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah. I would be amazed at every shelf that they show there. It probably would blow my mind, but
there's the original where they're a card game. Cards.
Those are cool.
All right. Next thing, if you want to look at it, you can look at it online. Just look at Nintendo Museum. So they're limiting their merchandise sales on, if you go there and you try to buy merchandise, they're limiting how much you can buy because of scalpers. They're buying it and they're selling it. And here's like a Mercari listing of different stuff people are Like there's
there's those big plushies.
plushies, and they're selling $348, $188.
It's because, right, you have to go to Japan to get them.
Yep.
So,
Another $199, just all these plushies and hats and
God, there's a room full of them.
yeah. I think you just took a picture of the outside and you're saying that they have one. I don't think it's it. But it's just crazy that now they're, like I said, they're limiting how many you can buy.
You can get them off Temu, probably. They'll have all the buttons in the wrong spot.
Right, different colors.
Yeah.
This button's supposed to be green now, but it's
The
blue.
AliExpress with plushie.
Yep. All right. There's a new law that's coming to California that's going to push the companies to admit that you don't actually own your digital games. Gavin Newsom, Governor of California, has passed a new law in there. So they're saying before companies selling digital goods like games, the state to warn consumers they don't actually own the content instead of licensing it, then they can lose access to it in the future.
It's not a bad thing. I think Gavin Newsom's an asshole. Not political. I think his handling of COVID turned a lot of people off on him.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing to have companies admit what this truly is. You are licensing the software like you are with anything else that you license. I have my thoughts on digital. You guys know it. I've been through it a million times.
Yeah.
You know, if they shut down servers, the physical copy of that game is just as useless. My physical copy of Concord is just a paperweight.
Right.
You know, it's not as if you're going to be able to do anything with it, but you do still own it. So I guess there's ownership there. But as far as functionality, if it's got single player, then yeah, you could still use it, I guess. In theory, you could still use the crew. But I mean, I get what they're saying. You're licensing. It's like you Microsoft Word. You don't own it. You license it every year to use it.
Yeah. Which I'm still worried about going full digital. Or
Yeah.
like the game I really wish I would have bought, Helldivers, instead of digitally bought it physically so I could just trade it back in.
I did buy it physical.
No, I bought it digitally.
I'm afraid to trade it in because God forbid someone pick it again after.
Right. All right. Nintendo Switch is going to be releasing an Atari 50 Anniversary Celebration Expanded Edition. So it's going to be basically Atari games on Nintendo Switch. Some more games.
I mean, they're just cranking out the Atari games and they seem to treat them pretty well. Atari stuff doesn't hold up for me.
Yeah. Which is weird is that Atari's really pushing this new their new systems also. And then they have a new
Yeah.
handheld coming to play these same games. Like, okay, why would I buy the Atari unless you're nostalgic for Atari? All right, so Meta Quest Games for the month is Down the Rabbit Hole and Zombieland Headshot Fever.
Yeah, both of those were games that I had checked out before that I would like to play. So,
We have two new games on
good
there.
list for me.
And there, if when you look at their actual catalog, there is a lot of games on here for them for you to play. And I got some other games I saw that's not on this list that redeem because there's a lot of free games you can get. All right, next one. This is one. The GTA Online is getting a zombie mode. It's going to be set in the very beginning mission when you Michael and Trevor are trying to rob, and Michael says goes off on his own. They're going to have their own zombie mission or zombie mode, which is only just a limited time event for Halloween. Now we were talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. There's a collector's editions bundle that comes with DLC figures, and there's more. And here's the bundle. So it's the ultimate bundle. You get the console, you get the four little figures.
The figures are like in their packaging,
Yeah.
which is awesome.
Now, what if you get this little mat, the plate,
Says
stuff
get
right
four
here?
exclusive game inspired Playmate toys.
But I like
So
how this on the sewer right here.
I'm betting you don't. I don't see that sewer thing listed anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's not. Then you get the three disc soundtracks, a
I wouldn't
lithograph.
open them though. I would keep them sealed.
And you can get this. I think it's only $129. The four packs containing, where is it? The Bumper Collection is available for Limited Run Games website at for $124.99 for this. So you think, what, $60 for the game? Then the toys are what, $10, $15, $40 for that, $15. Then the lithograph, and then the complete disc. I don't think $124 is really a bad price. Especially where turtles are starting to go up in value of the toys. Is this something you would look at getting or no? It's collector's edition.
Probably not, but I think it's cool.
If the box is going to be big to be able to fit all the four.
Yeah, that's my problem with it, is I just like can only have so much stuff.
All right. So last, we have some little bit of Lego news. Lego is going to be retiring some sets in the UK. That means in the US is very soon. And I wanted to mention the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES, and then the Super Mario 64 question mark box will both be retiring this year. So if you don't have them, you might want to get them. There's a whole bunch of other stuff, but I really want to concentrate on those two.
Which ones are they again? The question mark and what?
The NES.
Oh, I have the NES. I would like to have the question mark.
Yeah, the question mark box is going up. And they also have the Atari 2600 is also going to be retiring.
I would like to have the Atari. I'd also like to have the Pac-Man arcade. I don't know that I'll get them, though.
The Atari was on sale for like $149.99. But they'll all probably go on sale around the Christmas, Thanksgiving time. As a reminder, the Series 3 brick order designer program is coming up October 8th. So that's on Tuesday. So if you want to get your little camper, Ron, you can get that.
Yeah, just remind me.
And then the Lego, actually, the Lego shop got hacked. They had a bit Bitcoin. And here's when you logged in, here's what it showed. Our new Lego coin is officially out. So they're doing a Lego Bitcoin.
So somebody hacked it and they did Lego Bitcoin?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It was cool. All right. So the last thing is Thursday, I told you guys I pre-ordered my job as a thing for the Lego set to get the Luke Skywalker lightsaber.
Yeah.
Nope. They emailed me saying it's sold out. I'm not getting a lightsaber.
That sucks.
Yeah. Even though it was on my list to get on there, I'm getting two other gifts with the lightsaber, but the lightsaber said I missed out on because they're due to limited stock.
Now, how do you feel about that?
I'm pissed. Because I don't order the barge because I want a lightsaber.
Right.
So now,
and I'm now it's gone.
Now it's gone. So now if it comes in with it, I'm keeping the barge. But if it comes in, I'm going to return the barge and wait till it go on sale to buy it.
That sucks, man.
Because I only bought it just to get this. And it's selling, I've seen it sold for $170 as the lowest, and as high as $220 on Macari and eBay.
You would have held on to it because you have the others.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would have kept this in a box and stored it. So we're talking about the scalpers. This is why people are going in and buying the sets. Now, I'm going to try to call down to the Lego store because it said some Lego stores actually have in stock. So when the Lego store opens up and the one in Asheville, I'm going to call and see if they have it. If they do, I'm going to drive down there, see if they'll hold me one. I'll go down there and get it. That's my only way to be able to get one. So I have to buy the barge again.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Can you think of a time where you bought something? Has this happened before?
No, not in Lego.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace.
Yeah. It sucks. I tried.
Maybe it'll work out. I mean, sometimes things like that do work out. Although I will say sometimes they do not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I will say another. When I bought the original Millennium Falcon, you're supposed to get a black VIP card. But when I ordered it, I guess I didn't order it the right way or something. I didn't get the black VIP card.
That sucks too.
Yeah, it was something to do the way it was ordered.
Huh.
Even though I ordered from the Lego store, I was supposed to click on something to get the VIP card and with the how I wanted it. But I guess I didn't do it. I didn't pay attention, which I mean, that's more like it was my fault. That's all I got for today.
That's all I have too.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on the socials at HoEffinShow or at Game_Stitch. That was episode 609. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.